أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
الشعر هو إكليل كل صبية وطرحة كل يوم، ومن شهر استضفنا عبر هالمنبر صبية بشعرها الطويل. بوقتها كانت الدنيا مش ساعتها، قبل أيام من أنها تقدم شعرها حبا بكل متألم، دعما لقضية إنسانية، دعما لمرضى سرطان الدم. أرسلة ملحم، الصبية من أصل لبناني يلي ما قدرت تبقى هيك بموقف المتفرج، اختارت أنها تعطي أغلى ما عندها، تعطي شعرها حلقته بالكامل كمبادرة توعوية هدفت لجمع التبرعات لتقديم أفضل فرصة علاج لمرضى السرطان. اليوم أرسلة رح تحكينا هي وشعرها محلوق، رح تخبرنا عن مشاعرها، رح تخبرنا عن اللحظات يلي كانت عم تختار تحب حتى الألم، وهالحملة قديش قدرت جمعت تبرعات. الكلمة لأرسلة، صباحك خير.
تكون معكم اليوم، أشكركم كثير.
أرسلة، بفرح كثير رفقناكي بهالقضية الإنسانية. أنا وزميلي فارس حسن من شهر تحديدا كنت عم تحكينا، كنت محمسة، كنت خايفة، والدتك كمان رفقتنا. اليوم بس تطلعي بالمراية شو بتقولي لحالك؟
كثير مبسوطة من حالي، وبعرف أنه عملت شيء كثير منيح. كمان كل شيء الصور وكل شيء عملت بيساعد الأبحاث العلماء تيكتشفوا حل لهالمرض، وكمان الشعرات بيساعد تيلم ذات، وكثير مرتاحة، نام مبسوطة، وبشكر أشكر الكل اللي ساعدوني، وبزقف للكل كمان اللي عملوا هاي وجابوا ولموا مصاري كمان.
أرسلة، أنا رح أتركك تجاوبي بالإنجليش ستكوني مرتاحة. أنا رح أطرح الأسئلة بالعربي لحتى كمان مستمعينا يكونوا هيك عم يشعروا أنه نحن قراب منهم. قدرتي جمعتي مبلغ مش هين، قوليلي قديش كان المبلغ، وقوليلي شو ردت فعل كل شخص عم يلتقي فيكي.
سلمت أقل من 13,000. I collected about just under $13 myself, but my team collectively has raised close to 19,000. So there was a group of three of us, another girl and another boy in my team.
So Ursula, you were able to collect $13,000. What was the response and the feedback of those who accompanied you in this courageous campaign?
So lucky for me, I've got so much support around me, my friends and my family, and I guess above all, you know, my friends who were sharing it mostly, you know, on their social media channels, and my parents who reached out undoubtedly and unwaveringly to their, you know, friends and family to support. The feedback was incredible. I'm just blown away, and my work was so supportive. Couldn't have asked for a more supportive workplace. I'm just blown away. People went above and beyond to help me not only reach it, but also to spread awareness and to shed light on this really important disease.
Ursula, share with me the moments when your hair was dropping down for a bigger cause. How were you feeling? And when you first looked at yourself in the mirror, what did you tell yourself?
I think when, because we had to plait my hair, when I first had my hair in a few plaits, the first chop got me a little bit emotional, which I didn't expect. But then after that, when they chopped all the plaits, you know, because everyone was clapping and cheering me on, it was fine. And then, you know, when they shaved me, I looked in the mirror. Surprisingly, I was, you know, just very nonchalant. I loved it. I was, you know, so excited, so ecstatic, and I think it suits me more actually than having
yeah. You know, because the love that you carry in your heart is crowning you beyond the hair, Ursula. Before I move and talk to Dad, to the proud Dad, what is your message to all the youth that are listening to us that have a big call within themselves and they're a bit hesitant?
I would say, you know, if you find it within you and within your heart to do something for something that is very important, it doesn't have to be for blood cancer, whatever it is, in any way that you can support and help and spread awareness, do it. It's you know, not necessarily a courageous thing, but it's a very innocent, pure and beautiful thing. And we all have the power to do something. We all have a platform. And I encourage everyone to do what they feel is right in their heart. And as an example, I had my siblings, so pure and innocent, helping me letterbox drop around our area to, spread awareness on this and to raise money. And I just thought there was nothing more beautiful when I saw how happy and excited they were about it. So if you feel it in your heart and if there's something close to you with a connection or a story and you want to help in any way, it all makes a difference.
We're proud of you, Ursula. Keep shining. You've given not only from your pocket, you've given a portion of yourself, and you're an inspiration to many who are listening to us today. خلينا انت قلت احكي البي الفخور سبق وحكينا ايفا والدة ارسولا البي جورج, وانا بعرف قدي شعر البنت بيكون غالي على البي. جورج صباحك خير.
صباح الخير تيتا, كيفك؟
أنا بخير ونحن سعداء جداً أنه قدرنا رفقنا أرسلة قبل ما قدمت شعرها, واليوم خبرني عن مشاعرك كبي.
أول شيء تقلك أنا جيت لهون عمري سنتين, يعني أنا يمكن وقت بدي أحكي بالعربي بركتي لا ومن أرسلة بكثير, فبدي أحكي بالإنجليزي وأنا بالعربي.
Follow your heart, George.
Okay.
And my dad is trying to help me with some Arabic.
يمكن عم نعطيها شيء غلط بالعربي كمان, بس بدنا ايفا تكون هون, ايفا المترجمه.
George, tell me about your pride as a dad.
As a dad, I'm very proud of Ursula. We are ecstatic. You know, this has come from within, and you know, they say that charity starts at home. It's a fact. Ursula, since she was a young child, she's been a charitable person. She's helped her siblings. They're younger than her. And she's helped her friends. You know, I'm not surprised that Ursula is doing this.
I'm sure she was nurtured through this among the family. George, tell me about your feelings as the first lock of hair was being shaved.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not one that shows too much sentiment. I don't cry. But when that first lock of hair came down, I looked. And then tears were streaming down my eyes. And one of Ursula's friends had to come and console me. And she said, don't worry, it'll grow back. I said, oh, no, it'll grow back, but I'm just proud of my daughter, what she's doing.
These are the tears of pride, George. What do you tell Ursula today? And how do you foresee her journey as an activist in humanitarian causes?
Look, to talk about that, first I just have to give you a little bit of a background in what she does and how she will contribute to this area that you're talking about, to be an activist. Ursula, I don't know if she told you this before, but, you know, she studied at university. Then she worked for, I know she doesn't want me to say any of this, but I'm going to have to, Ursula. She's worked for a member of parliament, a federal member of parliament and a minister. And she's also working currently for a company that's more than 7,500 employees strong worldwide in 28 countries. She's got a role and responsibility where she's working on projects and infrastructure worth in the billions. So she has high responsibility profile. But in saying this, she also works as an anchor for programs on Foxtel, on TV and so on. And Ursula is very, very convincing. When I say that, with her friends and with her family and everyone, she's very influential. And I see her, I even said to her the other day, Ursula, people have asked you to run in Foxtel because you're working in that field. And she said, no. I said, I can see you like an ambassador or an activist or something of that nature. So I can see a big role for Ursula. So like I said, I mentioned to you her background, but Ursula, even though this to her $13,000 doesn't seem much, but this is not a handout from a handful of people. This is from hundreds of people that have donated. So you can see that Ursula has many connections and friends and people. Care, and she's actually going to influence a lot of people. There's a lot of people out there that she's touched, and they're going to also be influenced to do what she's doing. And one more thing I just want to say is that Ursula also does other charitable things, but I won't mention them here, and I can't. So I'm not surprised if Ursula will go to a higher level in this activist area.
May she always shine gracefully. May she always carry her values on every platform, be it at work and in her life. I am sure, George, that you and Eva have nurtured this self-giving spirit in Ursula and all her siblings. What's your final word for Ursula and for all our listeners?
I would just like to say that, Ursula, I'm very proud of you. So is your mother. And I would like to say to the listeners, if they have children too, I hope God blesses you with a child like Ursula too, at least with her compassion and her empathy for helping her fellow humans that are in need. I'd like to say that there was a famous basketballer that came to the event and he was supporting this. So it was He actually gave a lending hand in that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friend Jessica helped me organise that, and it was a show of support for us and for the company. So I'm really grateful for that.
Ursula, I thank you wholeheartedly for being a role model, for believing in goodness and in giving, and for being the aspired change. Thank you. Keep up this great work. And thank you, George. Thank you, Eva. لأنكم هيك زرعتوا بأرسلة هالقيم يلي اليوم عم بتزهر. Thank you so much, Ursula and George Milham.
Thank you very much, Petra. Thank you.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.